going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by the governor of the great state of Louisiana, Jeff Landry. Governor, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, New. How are you?
Doing fine. How's everything going? I know you are very busy in the midst of the legislative session. Why don't we start out talking about something that you've kind of made the cornerstone of your legislative agenda? A lot of folks were a little bit surprised that you doubled down on this and took it on, put it on your shoulders, square up, and said, look, we've got to go after this insurance crisis that we're in the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, it's a good question. Let me bring you back. It was something that I watched build, not only from a personal standpoint, because when Sharon and I lived in New Iberia and I was in the member of Congress, I could only get property insurance from citizens. And then, of course, as Attorney General, we took on the federal government on the flood insurance program, which we're still battling. We've got a number of fronts, whether it's health care insurance, whether it's health insurance, whether it's property insurance and auto insurance. Last year, you saw major business journals like the Wall Street Journal and Forbes publish story after story about the high cost of automobile and home insurance. And last year, while we were doing all the other things we were doing, we tried to focus on that, and we passed dozens of bills that we were told would lead us to lower rates. In fact, those are more bills, more tort reform bills passed than any other government in the first 6 months of his or her time. And yet, we've seen little improvement. And so what I decided is, since that time, I've continued to hear from people. I've continued to hear from residents. We have to do something. We have to do something. And so I did the same thing we did when we tackled crime. We've just poured through the data. When education, poured through the data. And so as you look through and pour through the data and you listen to both sides, the one thing that stands out, and you've been around a long time. I'm not saying you're old, even new. I know I want you to know that. I'm just saying you've been around a long time.
Okay. I started young.
You started young. That's exactly right. Listen, do that. But you've seen the fight down here and a crying of wolves, you know, like a little boy crying wolf. Oh, we got to do this. We got to rein in the lawyers. And I agree with that. But each time we put the leash on the lawyers, each time we reined them in, we have not seen any results. And so when you look at the data, meaning from a lowering of premiums, as was promised, so when you look at the data, it says our accident frequencies and our repair costs are in line with the national average. Surprisingly, our injury severity, meaning the severity of the injuries received by those that get an accident and then litigated, is below the national average. I've got to tell you, I was sure.
Governor, can I interrupt 1 second? Yep. Are you on a speakerphone? Because we're losing your voice every now and again.
No, I'm not. Let me see. Hold on. Okay. Let me see if I can. Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Because I want to make sure everybody hears what you have to say.
Oh, absolutely.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Just go with that. How about this?
That's better. Thank you, sir.
Is that better? Okay. We've been having a couple of problems here this morning. The weather's been bad. But so, again, when you pour through the data, our accident frequency and repair costs are in line with the national average. Surprisingly, our injury severity is below the national average. However, our minor injury claims is nearly double the national average. So you can point to, and many say this, and I can agree that the facts say that, it points to a culture of litigation driven by, they say, lawyer advertising. And when I was AG, I helped write a bill with Senator Cloud to rein in advertising by lawyers. It's a very slippery slope and tightrope because of the First Amendment. But I believe we have a bill. I'm encouraging the legislature to pass it. There are insurance reforms that the trial lawyers do not like, that the last governor vetoed, were passed by the legislature, the last governor vetoed them. I'm supporting them. I'm trying to get the legislature to quit playing games and send them to me. However, we can do all of those things, and we still have no assurances that the people who are listening out there are going, our citizens are going to get relief. When you go back to the data, when you go back to the regulations, every state around us, every state in the South, Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, Florida, all of them grant the insurance commissioner the ability to hold those insurance companies' feet to the fire and reduce excessive rates and find rates that are excessive, all of them. So as we began this debate, I had an insurance agent say, why don't you just do what Mississippi does? So what I did, I copied the Mississippi law. And yet the insurance department doesn't like that. It's ridiculous that we're going to make all of these changes and not be able to have somebody hold those insurance companies accountable for the things that they're telling us are going to help give us the relief.
So just so folks understand, because I think this is an important point, because historically, I think people are under a different impression. We're not. A lot of the data that you just talked about, we're not really an outlier. Is that correct? With an exception of minor
injury,
we are a large outlier. We are a large outlier in that category.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. Okay.
Did that surprise you? Because it surprises me. Based on everything that I've heard, it was kind of like I thought we were the outlier in everything.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I said the same thing, Newell, and let me tell you, no one has refuted that. Okay, like that's what the data is saying. And I'm going to tell you something else that's interesting. So, okay, while all that's going on, in 2022, auto carriers in this state collected $1.4 billion more than they paid out. At the same time that they continued to raise our rates. And in 2020, the insurance company joined with the legislature, Senator Talbot. Okay, who I've been talking to about this issue, it was his commission, and they said it was a task force. They took 10 items that we have been hearing we need to adjust the law to rein in the lawyers. 10 items. Of the 10 items, the largest, the one that they found that would grant us the most relief was a 5% reduction in premium for the seatbelt law. We passed it. New. Did you get a 5% discount?
My insurance is, I don't think it's gone down in the last 10 years that I recall.
Well, that's what and guess what? Of those 10, and everything else was either they couldn't tell us or it was like 1%. And of the 10 things they looked at, I think we've already passed 6. And if we can get those two bills that I just, well, not only the advertising bills, but the one that the last couple of vetoed on the housing presumption and strengthening our no pay, no play, those two things I believe that they will affect the small claims statistics that we're seeing. There's no reason whatsoever that within the next couple of weeks, those bills should not come clean to my desk and we can sign that. However, to ensure that the savings don't stay in the pockets of the insurance companies, because, again, they continue to report record profits, then we have to empower our insurance department to be able to hold them accountable. And that's what we don't have. It is in every other southern state. It is in fact, if you'd like, I can send you the data on what those other insurance commissioners, the powers they have in all of those other states around us. That is.
I would love to see it. Let me ask this question. Absolutely. Is it not worth our while to develop the matrix by which we will judge them by? Because I pulled down some data off the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, and they have it by state. And they're saying that in 2022, that in the auto world, when you take losses related to claims plus their expenses and divide that by earned premium, that calculation shows that they lost money in 2022 and 2021. Interestingly, the 2 years they made money on private auto were two of the COVID years where nobody was going anywhere.
Nobody was driving.
And I guess, I guess auto accidents were down. But in every other year, going back to 2013, they show losses. Ooh. And the reality is, unless we hammer down that matrix by which, you know how numbers work. You can make them say anything you want.
You bring a very good point. There's a difference between the actual loss ratio. There's another word for it. I remember when I testified, I had it in front of my notes. That's the whole problem. That's why we want transparency. Guess what? If they put into the calculation you're looking at, the excessive amount that they spend on advertising, the jets, the $10 million worth of stock options they give their CEOs. Like, I've not driven around the state of Louisiana and seen any insurance executive or a lawyer, by the way, going broke. And so all I'm asking them to do is so that we have a very balanced approach so that we can hold both sides accountable. And again, look, if the numbers are exactly what that ratio calculation you're looking on is, then the power that the insurance commissioner would have, he would not have to exercise. Nobody's telling us that if we pass this law that the insurance commission has to go out there and arbitrarily, he can't even do that under the Mississippi law, arbitrarily reduce the rates without justifiable means.
But so in those other states, they are judging what is excessive or otherwise, whatever term you want to apply to it, by some objective matrix, an objective calculation that's utilized and agreed upon.
They're,
they're using the numbers, but they're not getting caught up in this actuarial data. Okay, because the actuarial data is where that's the little slippery slope they make everybody try to believe.
Well, there's assumptions. The actuaries are making assumptions. They're not. It's conjecture in many respects. It's an educated guess.
And if I tell you that 2 is 2, well, okay. If I got 2 apples, I can see that it's 2 apples. If I tell you, don't worry, I got 2 apples, but I got them in my car. You don't know that I got 2 apples. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's being put in there.
I get it. I ran an insurance company inside the sheriff's office. I understand it entirely, and that's why I'm going to be honest with you. When I watch your speech and when you took it on, I was like, wow, because it's hard to connect dots in this industry.
It is. And it is. It absolutely is. We got a whole department that's supposed to. You're right. You're right. And we are reining. This is the important part is we are going to rein the lawyers in. But we also need to rein the insurance companies in as well. And another important part, people talk about a free market. Well, guess what? Here's the difference, Newell. It's really not a free market. We are mandated to buy insurance. When you're mandated to buy a product, then guess what? The principles of a free market don't always exist.
That's exactly true. That is true. Because you have a limited monopoly in many respects. You have guaranteed customers.
That's correct.
And if there's regulatory enforcement, and the more aggressive you are with the regulatory enforcement, the better it is for the insurance company. That's a reality.
Hey, and you know what? When you hold both sides accountable, we win. When we don't, we lose. And we've been losing.
Well, there's no argument there. I mean, everybody feels the pain, whether it's homeowners, flood insurance, auto insurance. It's all the same. Governor, unfortunately, we've run out of time. I'd love to get you back on as we progress through your legislative agenda, because I know you got a lot of other pieces of legislation that are very, very important to the quality of life of the citizens of the state of Louisiana. And we thank you for taking time out today.
Well, thank you as well. Hope everybody's safe, and we'll continue to work hard and report back to you soon.
Thank you, sir. Have a great week. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Equinox Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeens strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.